Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the September 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing Uniden Bearcat UBCD260DN digital scanner by George Viesola. The UBCD260DN covers AM, FM, wide FM, and FMB broadcast, and it receives signals in the DMR, DPMR, and NXDN transmission protocols. The scanner offers a maximum of 10 custom search ranges and 23 service search SVC searches, i.e., straight away, out of the box, you can get going in under 5 minutes. The band scope mode permits the radio to search a range of bookended frequencies and offer a real-time display of what it finds, almost like a waterfall display. A quick search function allows you to search from the frequency you are currently tuned into or channel, or input a frequency value to start from. The record out function enables users to route audio output from this radio to a voice-activated external recording device or PC software. This renders possible a sustained automatic monitoring, for example, of a Maritime Safety Information Broadcast, MSIB, or any other more irregular transmission. The Uniden UBCD260DN decodes DMR, digital mobile radio, and the ICOM Kenwood proprietary NDXN, next generation digital narrowband modes, where these are used. Alpha tagging is possible, meaning you can name your saved frequencies and channels via brief descriptions of no more than 16 characters. The UBCD260DN also decodes DCS, digital coded squelch, and CTCSS, continuous tone coded squelch system tones. It should also be noted that, contrary to some unclear online claims, trunking and other digital modes, including APCOP25, are not supported in the UBCD260DN. To monitor these digital radio systems, you'll need to upgrade to one of these more expensive Uniden models, SDS100, SDS200, BCD436HP, BCD536HP, BCD996P2, BCD325P2, or the Home Patrol 2. Flexible features. The UBCD260DN offers a wide variety of flexible searching and bank scanning features and an advanced memory management system. Consult the clearly written handbook for more details based on memory banks. While this radio does not support direct memory access DMA technology, there remains a lot to like for the Sirius VHF-UHF monitor. To that end, there are some YouTube videos out there demonstrating how relatively easy it is to use this scanner. Two images on this page show first all the contents of the box laid out on a table, showing the mobile bracket, a power supply, cables and bags, the manual, and other items. The caption reads, Uniden UBCD260 out of the box and into your shack, courtesy George Viesola. The other image shows the front panel of the radio. It's turned on. It's resting on a table. The display reads, DPMR, channel 23, 446.1406. The caption reads, I captured a few DPMR signals, depending on the time of day and week. Courtesy George Viesola. Back to the text. The UBCD260DN in operation. The Uniden UBCD260DN was ready to be used out of the box in less than 10 minutes. I tried the service search SVC function first for ease and lazy convenience. While not all the preset channels in the unit I tested are relevant for the UK, e.g. the German Freenet on 149 MHz, Dutch CB, European Maritime, most of them are, and in any case, it is nice to have the non-UK ones included for holidays. Therefore, with a minimum of setup faff, you can find something to listen to almost straight away. I tried the PMR446 and DPMR signals from low-power devices first, and was soon rewarded with signals from a range of local ramblers, rock climbers, small businesses, and leisure boaters here in the Northwest and Lake District. Moving over to amateur radio, the regional mountain goats were evident on our region's summits here, while shack sloths participated from home, mostly on 2 meters and 70 centimeters. Plenty of clear signals came in from deep inside Cumbria and further afield. I found that the UBCD260DN had an above-average sensitivity on these popular bands. Moving on to maritime radio, my local Maritime Safety Information Broadcast, MSIB, from Holyhead Coast Guard, formerly Liverpool, came in loud and clear, and in recordable quality. In order to record, I hooked the radio up to a voice-activated device. I wanted to be able to leave it running on one frequency for the entire day and return to a neatly compressed chunk of recording of the day's action. This worked very well, for instance, in the case of regular regional weather forecasts. Two images on this page show first the front panel of the radio. The display reads Bank 1, 014, Channel 014, 160.7750 FM. The caption reads, Receiving Maritime Safety Information Broadcast, MSIB, from Holyhead, formerly Liverpool Coast Guard. Courtesy George Viesla. The next image is a screenshot of a computer screen, and there are two windows open, and the windows show text and images of graphs. The caption reads, ACARS reception is easy with the Uniden UBCD260DN, but you will need external decoders. I used Black Cat ACARS decoder, Zorn's Lemma 11.42, Fritcher, and the Blackwood Designs digital level meter, courtesy George Viesla. Back to the text. Recording and the airband hobby. It would, of course, be even nicer if future scanners in this price range were to offer a frequency watch, remote recording, and storing facility as a standard onboard feature. In my opinion, every modern scanner really needs a built-in mini SD card reader for this very purpose. However, this is not in the cards anytime soon, I think. The only model I can think of that did offer something similar was the venerable ICOM ICR20, which, as my friend and fellow author Ann Reed informs me, is still going strong with many hobbyists. Ann's article on Wavehawks, Nomads, and Airmasters, Some Scanning Memories, is still a great resource for scanner fans old and new. Radio User, June 2021, page 27. My principal scanning interest lies in civil and military airband monitoring. The UBCD260DN does not disappoint here. Like the UBCD160DN, it was very sensitive in the 118 to 136 MHz range and beyond. It brought in many weaker and more remote signals, for example, from some automated aeronautical services in my area, such as ATIS, Automatic Terminal Information Service. I took the opportunity to read up on ATIS in David Smith's excellent Air Traffic Control Handbook, CRACI 2021. and consulted the wonderful 2025 UK Airband Frequency Guide by Rick King. Website ukafg.co.uk. This exercise yielded many lesser-known frequencies that I had not been able to receive before in much better quality. See the next section below. Other airband publications are available, of course. Receiving non-voice signals. The Uniden UBCD260DN can also receive some types of data signals within its frequency range. With VHF ACARS, Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, being the obvious choice. The main VHF ACARS frequencies can be found online. I used 131.525, 131.725, 131.825, and 136.750 MHz. In the USA, the relevant frequencies are 131.550, 130.025, and 129.125 MHz. Bear in mind, though, that this scanner does not decode the VHF-UHF utility signals. For this, you will have to connect a suitable decoder, either in hardware or software, to see what is going on. If you do want a scanner with a built-in ACARS and or AIS decoder, the only one I can think of at present is the Olinco DJX100 mentioned above. I used both a vintage hardware decoder, the AOR-ARD2 ACARS Navtex, and some of my favorite PC programs to resolve ACARS signals. I have included a screenshot of both a Black Cat and Zorin's Lemma 11.42 software decoders side by side to illustrate the kind of reception quality that can be achieved with the UBCD260DN. In my opinion, there was no perceptible difference between these two software options, and there are some others too. Excellent as it is, Zorin's Lemma 11.42 never made it to an English version and is hard to get hold of nowadays. It is not being updated anymore, as far as I can tell from some German sources. There were no problems at all in regard to frequency stability when running the UBCD260 over a prolonged period of time and just having it run in the background assembling the ACARS messages. Black Cat ACARS Decoder. Website is tinyurl.com/4F3XZUBS. Zorin's Lemma 11.42. Review. Radio User. February 2020. Pages 63 to 66. In general, the Uniden UBCD260 proved to be both sensitive and steady in the reception of selected data signals like ACARS transmissions, more so when hooked up to a good external antenna. On this page is an image, which is a screenshot of a computer screen. There appears to be a spectrum display in the screenshot. The caption reads, "The ARC260 software package allows convenient monitoring and PC control of this radio. Courtesy Bootel Software, the Netherlands." Back to the text. Antennas, accessories, and PC control. In my opinion, a good base station scanner such as the Uniden UBCD260DN deserves at the very least a high-quality, durable telescopic aerial, such as the brilliant but older Sony RHS-1000 antenna component kit, covering from 75 to 1800 MHz. More generally, you cannot go far wrong with a well-made external antenna. You might prefer one that covers the bands you wish to check out, for example, the military airband. However, for many scanner owners, a general-purpose wideband scanning antenna will already be a marked improvement over the telescopic antenna that comes with the set or a rubber flexible type. I put a wideband disc cone out on my balcony and easily double the number of signals coming through in a matter of minutes. I use the Scan King disc cone, 25 to 1300 megahertz, website tinyurl.com/36PZEN99. There are many other suitable disc cone antennas out there, for instance, from Diamond and other manufacturers. If age-related hearing loss is an issue for you, consider getting a good pair of headphones or an external speaker, possibly a noise-canceling model, such as from British maker BHI. In terms of computer control, the UBCD260DN may be linked to your setup via a USB cable. The software package many will use to operate this scanner is ARC260, distributed by Avera, Butol, and a handful of other radio and PC traders, from about 33 euros at the time of writing. The ARC260 computer package offers features such as memory bank management, an editor for search ranges, support for Windows Clipboard, an easy fill option, a facility to export data to the CSV, comma-separated value data format, plus web catcher and frequency import functions. ARC260 can also be used for the Uniden Bearcat UBCD160DN portable model. Interestingly, there is also a basic but useful waterfall-type scope feature here. Butel, website, butel.nl/shop/uniden/59-arc260-software-download.html. Conclusion. The Uniden UBCD260DN is a very solid performer on all the bands it has been designed to receive. I found it especially sensitive to DPMR signals and the civil and military airband. For the scanner enthusiast, there is very little that this radio leaves to be desired. Spend some time learning how to use its flexible searching shortcuts, scanning, and memory functions, and add some meaningful accessories, and you will have built yourself a very capable home or mobile monitoring station for VHF and UHF signals from 25 to 1300 megahertz. I liked the ease of use and straight-out-of-the-box ethos pervading this radio compared to some older equipment. Using the UBCD260DN, the scanning novice will not be phased and will achieve some good early scanning results very quickly, and a seasoned hobbyist may tailor the scanner's many useful functions exactly to their needs over time, especially in terms of search features, alpha tagging, direct entry functions, favorites lists, memory editing, settings, and much more. PC control via software adds a further very convenient and meaningful dimension to the management and usability of this scanner. My warm thanks go to Justin Godfroy and Georgia Hill for the kind extended loan of the review model and for fielding my follow-up questions. At the time of writing, the Uniden UBCD260DN retails at Moonraker for £375. Stateside readers will find the BCD260DN for $350, including shipping, at Uniden, website uniden.com/products/BCD260DN. You can also find a basic ground plane antenna that covers 30 to 1200 megahertz and comes with 50 feet of RG62 coax cable with proper connectors for $80. Website bearcatwarehouse.com/products bnc-scanner-base-station-antenna. And now European Radio Scene by George Viesala. Viesala, that's Viesala, at hotmail.com. Omni RF OTG antenna and other radio curiosities. An image on this page shows a coil of wire next to a small box with cable connectors. In the background of the image is an instruction sheet. The caption reads, "The Omni RF on the ground OTG antenna comes in lengths of 60 or 100 feet. Website omni-rf.com, courtesy of the author." Back to the text. Omni RF is a small independent newcomer to the UK antenna market. I was intrigued to see one of their new receive antennas advertised in a recent video in conjunction with major UK trader Martin Lynch & Sons. I have always been interested in what reception quality can be achieved with loop on ground or simply on the ground LOG OTG antennas, even those buried and used for some VLF monitoring. What's more, it seems to have been a while since a new, smaller manufacturer has emerged in an area that currently seems to engage many radio hobby and amateur radio groups. The theory of OTG antennas is covered by the major antenna publications, e.g. by the ARRL and RSGB, as well as Rothamel's antenna book, for many the go-to antenna manual. It is Matt Roberts, KK5JY, who is often credited with inventing this kind of magnetic LOG antenna. I approached MLNS sales manager Tony Wiltshire, M0TNY-ZB2TY, for a review unit of the receive-only Omni-RF LOG, and he kindly sent me one. Matt, M0MLK, the brains behind Omni-RF, has many specialist low-noise receive antennas for HF for use in what he calls urban stations for 5 years now. Remember, the Omni-RF is a magnetic loop antenna, i.e., it uses only the magnetic part of any radio signal. Designed to resolve noise problems on the HF bands, it is meant to allow users to hear more. The 3D printed ASA Omni RF base unit, Omni RF Log 5050, contains a fully isolated 9-to-1 transformer with a custom-made PCB77 mix ferrite core. The standard here is 44. Fully isolated means the loop terminals are not physically connected to the coax one. All hardware is machined from marine-grade stainless steel. The ferrite core, number of windings, and high build quality make this antenna different to other OTG setups, especially cheap homebrew ones. This loop aims to achieve the minimum amount of loss. Being magnetic, it rejects the electrical component of the EM signal, including local electrical noise generated in metropolitan environments. Key user scenarios may include general shortwave listening, stealth reception, low-band DXing, and running a remote SDR station. The matching loop that comes with a transformer is available in 60 or 100-foot lengths. For secure installation, both elements, loop and transformer, peg into the ground with the supplied metal pegs. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.